Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. So are they good ground that God's word seed can grow in? No, His word seed had no place in them. They would not receive it. I speak what I've seen with my father. You do that which you've seen with your father. Now these are the Pharisees. These guys have doctorates of divinity. They are leaders in the synagogue. They are the preachers, the teachers, the priests. They said, Abraham's our father. Jesus said, if you were Abraham's children, you'd do the works of Abraham. You'd act like Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth. Amen. You know, some people will hate you if you tell the truth.
Yes.
Which I've heard from God. Abraham didn't do this. You do the deeds of your father. They said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said, if God were your Father, you would love me. Can you see they're getting madder by the minute? You'd love me because I proceeded forth. I came from God. I didn't come of myself. He sent me. How many lift a hand and say, thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you for sending him. He said, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Now, can you see why I'm reading this passage?
Oh, yeah.
Him that has ears to hear. Can they hear this? Are they excited because some of the incorruptible seed of God's word is coming out of Jesus' mouth? No, they're getting more upset. They're getting more angry by the moment. Why? Now they're at a place they can't even understand what he's saying, even though they're speaking the same language. Their heart, they're defiant, proud, fearful about losing their place. All these has caused their ears to turn off. The audio is gone. The visual is gone. He said, you're of your father, the devil. He said it publicly, where other people could hear. These are the preachers with the fancy suits and the degrees. You're of your father, the devil? You'll often hear people talking about, well, we're, you know, no matter what religion you are, we're all the same family and the same. No, honey child, no. It's not true. It's not true. There's two families in the earth. And unless you're born again, you are not a child of God, and you're not in God's family. It's just not true. This is quite politically incorrect. Because it's not inclusive. But it's true. Are you okay? Are you okay? Am I reading scriptures or not? Remember, I didn't write this. He said, you're of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you'll do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Now get this. The devil was not created the devil.
That's right.
God didn't create a devil.
Amen.
He was a being of light. And who knows how long he was in the presence of God. Could have been millions of years. Who knows? But the Bible said iniquity was found in him. He took the amazing abilities God gave him. He's not a human. People talk about, are there extraterrestrials? We're talking about one right now. Yeah, there's all kind of beings that are not from this planet. He had abilities that God gave him, and he perverted those abilities through his pride. The devil is the proudest being around. And he knew about truth, but didn't stay in it, abode not in the truth. He decided, I'm going to do something else. And it sounds crazy to us, but he must have been very convincing that a third of the angels believed that he could pull it off. This is not a fairy tale. And it says there's no truth in him. We need to get this. When you hear people saying, well, the devil told me, you should start laughing.
That's right. That's right.
He can't tell you the truth. Because there's no truth in him. Now, he may start with a verse or a truth, but before he's finished talking, he's going to make it into a lie. He's going to twist it. He's going to corrupt it somehow. There's no truth in him.
Amen.
So if the devil tells you you're not going to make it, rejoice. That's an indication that you are. Is that right? Devil says, God don't love you. You go, I knew he did. I knew he did. And when you said it, that's a sure sign that he does. We need to get our mind renewed so that we respond right. There's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. This is about truth and lies. Truth and lies. God's word, his incorruptible word seed, every one of them is 100% true.
Amen.
Not a shade of falseness, phony, fake. 100% true. Everything God has ever told you or ever will. And people who are godly, and I'm talking to godly people,
Amen.
Becoming more like him. The more godly a person is, you will see that honesty in their eyes. You'll hear it in the tone of their voice. You can tell when they say something, they're not just saying. I don't like that phrase, I'm just saying. They're not just talking. They're not just mouthing. They mean what they say. They say what they mean. They mean what they say. It's wonderful.
Yes.
You don't find it everywhere. But it's how God is.
Amen.
And the more like him you become, the more you become. More and more honest. And truthful and genuine.
Amen.
You don't want to be like the devil.
No.
At all. You want to get rid of all the pride,
yes,
all the fear, and all the lies. Jesus said, come learn of me. I'm meek. Why? Humility is inseparable from honesty. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Go with me to Ephesians. In closing, I think. Ephesians 4, verse 15. Are we still talking about being good ground?
Yes.
Tell me the two big qualities that Jesus said made good ground, good ground.
Honesty.
Honesty, patience, or perseverance. That's the word for cheerful endurance. Honesty and perseverance. In Ephesians 4:15, the Spirit of God, through Paul, tells us how to grow up in Christ. Speaking the truth in love. Now, sometimes people are mean and cruel and they justify it by saying, I only tell the truth. Mm-mm. There's a lot of stuff, it may be true, but it doesn't need to be said right now. They're not in a position to hear it. Love will endeavor to be led, and love will be kind. Not hard, not mean. And sometimes, especially family and friends, even though it is absolutely the truth, they don't want to hear it from you. And you need to realize you're not the only one God can use. And there are times you need to zip it and ask God to use whoever He knows they will hear it from. They'll listen to. And then be ready for Him to use you with somebody else's family and friends. Right? That's how this works. Send laborers across their path. Speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Skip down to verse 20. He says, you have not so learned Christ, talking about these other things. If so be, you have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust or desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man. How many know the new man in Christ is not a liar, not a deceiver, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness? Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. We're really lying to ourselves when we're lying to each other, because we're members of it. And to be a what people call a good liar, a proficient liar, you got to believe your own lies to really be convincing. How many can see how devilish all this is? This got nothing to do with God. You have run off the tracks. Putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. And notice how this goes together. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. He mentions two big things that give place to the devil. And boy, the further I go, the more clearly I see it to be true. Lying and anger.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.